je creada ca și putorica muncitoră de Maharaja și să fie udușă în svet. Ea că călare pionierul spate sin. Želim da mi to objasniš.
So much trouble to the son. He gave so much trouble to the son, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was a demon, and a demon can never understand the life of a devotee. Always annoyed by the devotee. Have you ever seen this in your own life? There are some people which are so different than us that when they come, you just do not know how to relate to them. For instance, for some men, it is totally impossible to understand children, how they, when they cry and then they laugh, you know. So the demon can never understand the devotee, it's not possible. Now, for a devotee, to really be a truthful devotee, he has to understand that he is not a person of this world. A devotee lives always in the consciousness that I am actually a part of Krishna, a citizen of the spiritual world. He understands that he is a soul trapped in the body. It is described that to discern between the body and the soul, that is only possible for a human being. Because the human being has the power of discrimination. Just imagine a cow on the market of Vrindavan. He will always go to where the vegetable man is having his vegetables and try to eat a vegetable. Although he has most probably been beaten over the head 4 times already, or by 4, 20, 30, 50 times.
Zamislite kravu na tržnici Vrindavana koja ponovo uporno ide na kod trgovaca povrćem, koji je uvijek tuče po glavi i već je dobilo 20-30 puta bačena.
He has not this intelligence which tells him, wait a minute, if I'm eating now again from the vegetable markets, I will be cruelly beaten.
On nema inteligenciju da shvati ako opet idem jesti povrće kod trgovca, on će me opet okrutno istući.
Human being would be able to intelligently assess the situation. You know, still now, this will be very bad for me.
Ljudsko biće ima sposobnost da procijeni inteligentnu situaciju i da shvati, ako ponovo idem krasti, neće biti dobro za mene.
And he will, you know, use his intelligence to properly assess the situation. He might, you know, put a fire on the end of the market so that everyone goes there.
Then
for example, you know, he will use his discrimination in an intelligent way. Bhagavad Gita is described that the soul is above the senses, the mind, and the intelligence. It is a higher principle. The devotee has to always in his life understand this. If you look at the last instruction which Shukadev Goswami gave to Parikshit Maharaj, this becomes extremely clear to you. It was just a few moments before Parikshit Maharaj's death when Shukadev Goswami gave him a very essential understanding. He had done this before, but he repeated, let me say, he repeated a very essential understanding. He said, Tantura Yang Varishti, which means, my dear king, now you have to give up all attachments to this material body as your own self. This is animalistic. Don't be afraid of death. There is no death. He could have talked about so many things, but Shukadev Goswami decided to remind his disciple, understand, you are not the body. I personally think this is like the beginning and also the end of spiritual instruction. When Srila Prabhupada saw, when I saw Srila Prabhupada the last time in my life, he gave me that same instruction. He asked, have you understood our philosophy? And there were also other devotees in the room who said many things, but Prabhupada was not satisfied with their answers. He said, first of all, you have to understand life is eternal. To understand this, each one of us has to cross a certain granica. That's not so easy. Because you need a visa which is not easy to get. See, we live in the world of sense gratification at the moment. And the spiritual world is a world of service. Jeev Krishna Das, so between these two worlds, there is a granica. This granica, by the way, is also between the two types of consciousnesses. The material consciousness and Krishna consciousness on the other side. We, the living entity, are always living in either of these two kingdoms, the kingdom of sense gratification, the kingdom of service, or the kingdom of material consciousness,
kingdom of Krishna consciousness.
Mi je bio čovjek, živimo u jednom od tih dva univerzuma, ili u univerzumu služenja, ili u univerzumu čunog uživanja, odnosno univerzum svjetski Krišna ili Mađama.
And we have to every day choose to cross the granica.
I svaki dan moramo odlučiti i izabrati da prekoračimo granicu.
What is this formula?
Što je ta granica?
It is comprised of the most subtle material element, the most difficult to understand.
Ona se sastoji od vrlo subtilnih elemenata koje je vrlo teško razumjeti.
This element has built an invisible mountain.
Taj element je napravio nevidljivu planinu.
It's not an ordinary border. To cross it, you have to get a visa stamp in your passport. Who can give it to you? The German embassy? Or the British embassy? Or American, Canadian embassy? And you can only get it from the embassy of the Guru Parampara. And on this visa stamp it says, yes, I'm Srila.
You
have to work to get this stamp at your visa. Many people don't want to do the work. They say, better rot in hell than serve in heaven. Better rot in hell, no? Than sense gratification, than serve in heaven, or be in the spiritual dimension of consciousness. Now, in order to, how do you say, make this journey, you have to think in a quite interesting, you have to overcome the false ego, you have to just know six steps. Yes. I will talk about these six tomorrow. Now, you will have to think on your own what you can do in your own life. So many devotees are still, not so many, but many friends at least, and congregational members are still at the summer camp. They will come tomorrow, so I want to talk when everyone is here.
Mnogo kongregacije prijatelja Bakta Spiranta su na kampu, toga bih htio govoriti o ovaj spomenik sam i vrati.
Yes, but for now, I just want to remember you to cross this border, we have to have a certain mood in our lives.
Da bi prešli tu granicu, gdje bi sam reći, trebamo imati određeno raspoloženje.
Everybody has to understand, I really only want Krishna.
Bak treba razumjeti, ja zaista samo želim Krishna.
I want to be in his service. I want nothing less than this. And whatever I do, good or right, my goal is always to I want to serve the
Lord.
This consciousness has to be part of that. The devotee has to be an otherworldly person. A traveler from this world to the spiritual dimension. dimension of consciousness.
To raspoloženje i shvaćanje mora biti uvijek prisutno kod zahtjeva i bhakta nije stanovnik ovog svijeta, on putuje od ovog svijeta prema duhovnom.
And for this, a devotee has to remain fit in Krishna consciousness. He has to think of his goal, but he also has to think how I can be in good consciousness so that I easily reach that goal. He has to constantly purify his mind, his understandings. Sadam, that he is strong, live a healthy life.
Treba konstantno očišćavati um, održavati to razumijevanje, razumijevati časti prasadam da bi uvijek imao zdravi um.
And he has to have good relationships with other Vaishnavas.
Mora imati dobre odnose sa drugim Vaishnavama.
Because these relationships can give him so much strength.
Jer ti odnosi su ono što mu daje toliko.
If you think, all right, I want to go through the Granata, but you forget the other things, that will not be very good. You have to have a good, healthy body. And more important, a healthy mind. And more important, a healthy spiritual life.
Još važnije je zdravi duhovni život.
You must take care of all these three dimensions.
Moraš se pobrinuti za sve te tri dimenzije.
Krishna, he does not overlook the body. He describes a yogi as someone who does not eat too much and not too little. He doesn't sleep too much and not too little. He doesn't work too much, you know, just radi day, radi day, radi day, and also not too little. He's balanced. And in this way, he is free from the miseries of material existence. And as far as our mental life is concerned, Sri Krishna is well. He talks about reading, purifying the mind, making it a friend. For that we have to read, we have to hear, and we have to be sleepy about interesting philosophical subject matters. But more important, we have to have a good relationship with devotees who can give us new points. New perspectives. Like our philosopher Nityananda Ram, he likes to talk with devotees and hear different perspectives from, at least from me, he likes to hear. Naši filozofi. Naši
prevodis Nityananda Ram, koji voli razne filozofske perspektive, čuti i valjamo budovstvo.
For every one of us, it is important for our mental life to good relationships and hear in these relationships. And then our spiritual life must be also good. If you take care about these three aspects of your life, you will become a highly successful Vaishnava. Yesterday, Shrita Swami told us a very interesting story which I want to repeat to all of you. Once there were two people who were doing a sawing contest. soil, you know, we got the sausage. We could sell the most. for 8 hours. So, one man, you know, strong man, was really like, you know, so 8 hours he was just thawing with full strength and full enthusiasm. He was extremely strong as a person. You know, he made a heap of wooden blocks which he had thawed.
Yeah.
Very much.
Čovjek je bio posebno snažan i 8 sati neprestano napilio i napilio veliku gomilu drva.
Now the other man, he always stopped, I believe, every half an hour he made he just stopped sawing.
A drugi, jedan čovjek je svaki pol sata stao da bi pauzu i mogao pauzirati.
This strong Mushkashi, you know, enthusiastic to go non-stop, he was sure that at the end he would have won. Made you turn. The other one, who always made these, after half an hour or so, who made these little pauses, he won the competition. What was going on? What's your explanation? You heard it. Ich habe das Vorordnet. So when you want to make your life successful in Krishna consciousness, then you have to not forget to sharpen your soul. Means you have to take care of the physical dimension, the mental dimension, the spiritual dimension more than anything. If you just, you know, for instance, just all this marathon, the body is not existent for you. Or you just work and you have no time for devotees. Relationships are not important to you. And you will see, you may work, but at the end you just might be agitated and you might not be able to come to your spiritual goal.
Na primjer, samo proširimo maratone i mislimo za mene tijelo ne postoji. Ako širimo ili zanemarimo, radimo puno, zanemarimo odnose s bakama, sad ćemo vidjeti da ćemo nakon nekog vremena biti uznemireni i nezadovoljni.
Yes. So our movement for Krishna consciousness is so nice that we do actually have concrete knowledge how to utilize this human form in the best way.
Toga naš pokretno svijet je više poput divan, zato što mi imamo znanje kako da se koristi ljudsko tijelo i život za samo potrebno na najbolji način.
We only have to hear the instructions and apply them in our lives.
Samo trebamo čuti instrukcije i primijeniti ih u svom životu.
It is interesting. The spiritual master is called in Sanskrit, Kana Dharam, that means he who has ears. The ear is a very important sense. What do you do with the ear? Or for what is the ear responsible? Awakening, Prabhudima, synchronous, receive knowledge. Aha, receive knowledge, yes, that's something that, yes, it is like you, but it is more concrete. It is also responsible for a sense of direction. Like I hear, for instance, I might hear Akrura calling out, Sachinanda Swami, come here, Prasada is here. And then by my ear, I may not see him, but by my ear I know,
Tako, na primjer, Akrura može biti negdje i shvati me da dođe na prašana i sluči, ja ga ne moram vidjeti, ali čujem iz kojeg smjera me zove, onda znam u kojem smjeru je pisa, idem tamo.
Yes! Idemo, let's go. The ears, if you have your ears, your ear light proper intact, you can get knowledge, like Ravi Lochana, like our Ravi Lochana, Prabhu has instructed us, we can receive knowledge if we have our ear light intact.
Ako su naše uši u pravilnom kondicionu, mi možemo dobiti znanje, kako rekao naš Ravi Lochana.
And we can get important direction in our life.
Možemo dobiti važne usmjerenje u našem životu.
Remember, devotees has to always look to the spiritual dimension.
Sjetite se da bhakta uvijek mora gledati prema duhovnom smjeru.
This is so favorable, my dear devotees. This is a very strong process of Krishna, of making advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Dragi bhakta, to je jako povoljno, to je izuzetno dobro za napredovanje, snažne, moćno za napredovanje vesti Krishna.
Spiritual sound is so powerful that it can direct your consciousness in the proper direction.
Duhovni zvuk je toliko moćan da vam može usmjeriti vašu svjetlost u duhovnom smjeru.
Om Tat Vishnu Paraman Padam Sada Pashyanti Yam Sudaya. You might be knowing this verse. It says the saints always have their eyes fixed direction of the kingdom of God.
Možete čuti taj stih, on kaže da sveci uvijek imaju usmjerene svoje oči prema duhovnom kraljevstvu Boga.
So, I'm very, very glad to be back in our Zagreb temple.
Ja sam vrlo sretan da sam ponovo u Zagreb temple.
And be at the lotus feet of Sisi Gonitai. We will be spending a very nice time in Krishna consciousness together. Today we have the Sunday feast, as you all know, and we have brought a great surprise with us, a new multivision show on Vrindavan. It's so good. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu almost fell unconscious.
Nas je jako lijepi program. Znate ti jedno iznaženje za vas, to je novi multivizija show u Vrindavanu. Koliko lijep, koliko dobar da Krišna Četra Prabhu kad je video skoro pao ne. Ne mogu vjerovati svojim očima.
We can inspire us in Krishna consciousness. I have heard now so many nice things in the seminars, in the summer camp, that I hope I can preach and answer all the questions that you have to your medium to full satisfaction.
Informacije sa kako se mogu odgovoriti bilo šta što će od naša publika pitati.
Hare Krishna, so do you have any questions regarding to what I said?
Neki pitanje u vezi ovoga što sam rekao?
These were more or less simple points, but very deep points which we have to meditate about. add a very important point for your understanding. When we have loved our spiritual master, we will definitely have his like his association very much. And even if he is not there, we will like to hear from him tapes, or we will remember the instructions which we have been given, because that's a sign of love. It's Sangha, you know, we will have association with him either physically or through his words. Now there are two types of, you know, having association, and I don't mean now through words and through instructions, I mean something else. Two types of sadhu sangha. Two aspects, I should say. First is we just are there and we listen and we, you know, are around. That is what always is there for in our friends of Lord Krishna. They come to the programs and they hear so many things. But then the second aspect has to come. That is to follow the lifestyle. So in our association with our spiritual master, he said, we have love to with our spiritual master. There also have to be these two aspects. We will hear and hear and hear, and then we will follow his footsteps. And the spiritual master in his own life is on an interesting journey. It's called Krishna Parayana, on the way to Krishna. Yes, he is on his way from the material world to the spiritual world. So we shall follow in the footsteps of such great souls, which this will bring us to love of Krishna. You know, there are gurupis and there are gurupis. Gurupis. Gurupis?
Yeah.
No, gurupi. Gurupi and gurupi. be careful, there will be this measureless gift. Girlfriend. Measureless gift! Measureless gift! You know, they want to be close to the band leader and rub their shoulders with them. These are called groupies. Isn't it? This is in every band, this is the case. Well, George once, you know, when I was with Boy George in Berlin, in that TV show of Who Must Go Child, you know, there were like 50 screaming girls before the door of that entry to the concert hall.
Georgie boy.
He was very angry because he is a homosexual. He has no interest to just want, you know, to be close to the star. And then there are also gurupis. Yes. They just want to be close to the spiritual master. They are dova when the spiritual master is close. They shave their head 20 minutes before the spiritual master enters the room. They don't follow footsteps. So, if we have love for our spiritual master, we need to also consider the second aspect, follow the
footsteps. Kako znamo da ako sledimo lokalne autoritete, ne da...
Kako je povezano sledenje lokalnih autoriteta sa zadovoljavanjem duhovne duše, da kad vidimo da neke lokalne autoriteti možda nisu savršeni, možda nemaju sve dobre kvalitete, možda bude tako, i kako onda opet biti siguran da sledimo takve autoritete da je duhovni narod?
I would say the main point which hints this issue is the point of cooperation. This point is really what satisfies our spiritual master. Because the service is much better, much more service can be done if devotees cooperate between each other. I want to give you an example, Kaura. Let us say we want to harvest cherries on the cherry tree. The time will come soon, I believe, where the cherries are ripe. I have a ladder and you have a basket. So, each one of us can stand on the ground or climb on the tree in his own way, and we can pluck the cherries. Because we cannot agree, you know, where we could lean the ladder on and you know, how to deal with the basket, we can't cooperate. But we will be much more efficient if we cooperate together. If we just quarrel, well, this is your opinion, and I want to enter into the tree from the western side, not from your eastern side.
Možda se svađamo, ali ne, to je tvoj stav. Ja mislim da će se bolje popet sa zapadne strane nego što ti kažeš istočno.
We won't be able to, because we can't cooperate, we won't be able to pluck as many cherries, you know. You need a ladder and a, what is it, basket.
Zbog nesuradnje i svađanja puno ćemo manje nabrati višanja nego da smo posjedili mjesto i košar zajedno.
And then we will not have cherries for everyone.
Nećemo imati višnje za sve.
So that maybe that we have another perspective than the authority. So just any devotee in general.
Možda imamo neku drugu perspektivu od nekog autoriteta ili drugih faktora učenca.
That is human, that is natural.
To je ljudski i prirodno.
A thinking person never thinks identical with just another thinking person.
Čovjek nikada nije potpuno isto kod druga osoba.
But by finding means to cooperate, we can get a much bigger, we can do much more devotional service.
Ako
nađemo
načina da kooperiramo, rezultat će biti puno veći.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he says, your love for me, to me will be demonstrated by how much you can cooperate together.
Toga što Prabhupada je rekao da će se vaša ljubav vidjeti po tome koliko možete kooperirati i surađujete zajedno.
And, you know, we live in modern ISKCON now. If our authorities, if we feel that there is something so essentially wrong, we can, you know, go to the vice president and explain our problems. And if there is something which needs to be corrected, it will be corrected.
I sad živimo u suvremenom ISKCON-u i ako vidimo da nešto suštinski ne vezuje sa autoritetom, mi možemo uvijek otići do nje. Više kao konkreta i izvoditi rekord, pa ako je nešto odredno, možete u tom aranžmanu.
Yes, we should give a go in a positive spirit, but can't we do it like this? So, you know, it's possible nowadays.
Sad da se to pozitivno sve može riješiti, može se predložiti po ovom.
Not that the authority has a grip in the hand.
Nije da autoritet ima bić u ruci, bić u oko.
Kaj van je pa ti? It's a very good question.
Uvijek njegovo pitanja što ako bakte izgube vjeru jedan u drugoga, kako pobožat to postane.
See, one thing you have to know, relationships amongst devotees have to be cultivated, sometimes over a long period of time.
Jedna stvar morate znati, odnosi među baktama se moraju kultivirati i to za duže vrijeme.
A good relationship is when the other person has trust in you.
Dobar odnos je kad druga osoba ima povjerenje u vas.
That you are basically serious and sincere.
Da ste vlastično, temeljno, ozbiljni i iskreni.
And this trust between devotees has to be built up by activities. You have to practically show that you care for other people. Then you want to listen to their point of view.
Želite čuti njihove točke gledišta.
And this, all these things build up trust.
Da se stvari građuju povjerenje.
So that even when a difficult situation comes, the relationship is not really disturbed in the essence.
In the chakra, there's a situation almost
that's, for instance, that's a unique quality of a relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. Sometimes the spiritual master is heavy. Have you noticed in your own relationship that there is usually sadhu, he has to cut through the illusions. But because the spiritual the disciple knows, oh well, my spiritual master knows what is best for me and has this loving trust, he can easily take it. It is not that he runs away. Because he has these experiences, yes, he knows, and he means well, he's my well-wisher. So, if we want to have good relationships, we must also, like Prabhupada said, it must be based on love and trust, but we must create this trust. See, Gavarapati, you cannot talk your way out of problems which you have behaved yourself into. Yeah. If you behave not correctly in the relationship amongst devotees, there's not this trust, is not there, then you can talk and talk and talk, but it won't come by such a good relationship will not come by such talk. So, what destroys this love and trust? If you disrespect a person, ignore his opinion, when he talks to you, you always cut him off. Let me talk. If you violate expectations the other person has of you, he wanted to be with you in your nice Gavarapati novel Mudiska Grupa, and then you say, no, no, we have already our background singer. Wrong expectation, and you have not corrected this. Now, on the other hand, let us study what builds up that trust between people. You have to, first of all, the other person has to feel you understand his concerns. You have to show little kindness. Sometimes give a sweet ball to him. It's important. This is how it's described in nectar of instruction, you know, how to build, have loving relationships with devotees. If you are a married man, you sometimes can bring a rose to your wife. Don't forget to do this. Otherwise you will live in the tension city with your wife. wrong with the Swami? He doesn't know this. Our Dhamma's Brahmacharis, we sometimes give Rajamani's people. And also trust in you is brought up if you keep your promise. Like you go to Mayapur, and before you go, you said, I will bring you a kota, but then you return, and he's, you know, he doesn't really want to ask you, but he has been thinking for 1 month about a new kota, and then, you know, you don't even mention anything, and you have just forgotten it. It means he feels, you will be amazed. I have seen in my life that sometimes people, devotees ask me something like, pray for me, or they will ask because I'm traveling so much that I say some message to one other devotee, you know, and when they find out that I have done this actually, they just feel, this little thing, you is amazing. I know already, I made it for instance, after one lecture, in the lecture I said, anyone who wants to know the 6 classical proofs of God's existence according to Western philosophy, please come to me, give your name, I will send you something. So if I sent this, just 2 pages, I know, they won't believe their eyes. Oh, I got a mail from Sachinanda Swami. He said it, and he did it. I thought he would have forgotten it. He is so busy, but he had. They will not.
Так, як неко зацарство, і я пошалював, він залишався так, як роздягана, зінаджена. Каже, він її послав, повні обіцяння, він не толку послав, я сам місяць чи зборів, і ніякого драго, це мала тайна.
Once after a lecture, you know, I sometimes do this to keep my audience interested. I said, you want, you know, public lecture, I will send you an article about this subject. And then some man came and just gave his name.
And I
sent him the articles from my secretary, and just 1 month later there were 5,000 marks on the konto, you know. He was so pleased that although we are busy people, we have kept the promises. This is love and trust, keeping promises. The other is live a life of personal integrity. That means you live by spiritual principles. People should see that Donius, he takes the sadness very seriously. He's an integer person. So be a living example that builds trust in you. And if you do something wrong, then apologize sincerely. It's all right to make mistakes. I mean, you're human beings. And if you do mistake, then just say, yes, I'm sorry. Even if you are a higher person, then the other person thinks, and he will not even think of the mistake if you have apologized. But if you make a mistake and you don't apologize, that person might think about your mistake for the rest of his life. And sometimes we think it's so difficult to apologize. That's because we are in the mode of passion. We always want to be, you know, stand there at the highest position. But it says, person in Sarvagun, this is how it says in Bhagavatam, he's embarrassed if he does something wrong. It disturbs him. A person in the mode of passion, you know, when he does something wrong, the only thought he has is, hopefully no one sees, I have seen it. You know, that's, I want to cover it up. When he quotes a verse and he has forgotten the last line, you know, he just some speculation Sanskrit, you know, hopefully no one got to know that I actually do not know the Sanskrit. So all these things, one moment please, all these things build up good relationships amongst devotees. I would not say only amongst devotees, amongst human beings. Devotees are also human beings, you might have noticed this.
Maybe they got someone in the back, maybe they just can be to Mark, but if you make it, they buy it, they do something.
See, if you want to have good relationships, you have to follow some of these principles. Best is all of them. You can't just, you know, after some time, you might notice, oh, I don't have such a good relationship with this person, and then I'm really going to talk with him 8 hours a day, you know, and, you know, just jump into this relationship and think by your charisma or your good intention, you can just mystically form the tree out of that relationship, make it a beautiful palace, you know, just I will tell you, one of my best friends in this world is Lokanath Swami. And our friendship started just a little bit. You know, we were traveling together through on the Ditaigo world, traveling Santitam party through India. Both of us like kirtan, so we were together, but it was not really like a friendship.
Mi smo oba dva voljeli kirtan, ali zadnje smo bili, nije bilo od nekoga, samo bez rekla.
And we met always during the festivals. Then I became sick. I was in the hospital. Not sick, you know, breaking the foot and, you know, different operations that began. And then one day there was a little postcard of Lokanath Swami. I heard you there sick. I'm very sorry. Please come soon to India, even if you are not yet healthy. You will sit on the Parayatraka. My wounds were paining. It was freshly operated. Sit on. And you just smile. And then you will liberate all the people who see your smile.
Nedavno operirane, toga što mi je to jako bolno, što se tako hoće sreća. Rekao mi samo sjedi gore da se smiješim i da će svi biti oslobođeni kad vide moji smiješni da se smiješim.
Yes. I never forget this postcard in my life. I cannot forget it. It is because it's a, you know, I needed encouragement and here it was.
I nikad u životu neću zaboraviti, ne mogu zaboraviti tu radnicu jer trebalo mi je ohrabrenje i to je bilo tamo.
Then another time on Braj Mata Parikram, I was so exhausted. I could only think of one thing, you know, dying from exhaustion. I could not imagine to walk this day. Sometimes in India you lose all energy. Have you noticed? Then I was, you know, eating much prasadam, you know, but I didn't get any energy. Then I remember that Lokanath Swami, he saw me, you know, being so useless, and he has told one of his disciples, bring some buttermilk with pepper, this is what you must take now. Simple, from the farmer.
I onda je rekao jednom od svojeg učenika da donese malo butter, milka, nekakvu masu sa nekim papram i da...
Kavaya Pati, I can never forget this buttermilk with pepper. It is not possible. I can forget all my slogans, but not the buttermilk
with pepper. Kavaya Pati, ne mogu nikad zaboraviti to mlijeko sa buttermilk sa papram i mogu zaboraviti još koliko, ali to ne mogu.
Because I needed this very much at this moment. I was just, you know, just really finito. This is how relationships are formed. Small things over a period of time. Lokanath Swami can do anything to me now. But I just am bound in strong ties of affection. This is how, from this I could learn, because he comes from this culture which is so personal, the Indian culture. You know, I could learn from this what it means to form good relationships.
Ja mogu puno učiti jer je on došao iz te vrlo osobne personalne kulture i mogu učiti od njega kako stvarati odnose.
Tomorrow, because this is such an important subject matter, I will talk what is when the relationship is broken, how to repair it.
Sutra ću vam govoriti o tome, kako znači da je to važna tema, kako se odnosi mogu ponovo uspostaviti nakon što su spomljeni.
know, we see in our history there are many, many broken pieces of broken relationships that are lying around on the battlefield of life, you know, where you just stumble over it all the time. So, Guru Prabhu, your hand was up, or has it been? Very important. Now, it's 9:30. Does it require a long answer or a short? Well, if Akrura has a question, we will.
It's about behaving toward congregation.
Okay. Can we talk about this another time? Because that's a whole subject in itself. Sorry. We don't hear the question yet. What is it?
For example, one brahmachari goes to the house of some congregational member, and there is a lady, the wife or some lady, and she gives him prasadam. And then the next day in the temple, when she sees him, she can be younger or older, but anyway, she can be older. We get such examples. She is very elderly. There is no, maybe, there is no chance that there are some attraction, like sexual attraction, something. And then brahmachari, because maybe he is trained like this, or I don't know what, then he just, he doesn't even greet her or something. And then she's very disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
So, is it brahmachari or? Na primjer, neki brahmačari ode u posjeti nekog kako živi za templa i kongresnog člana.
Let us analyze why she is disturbed.
Ajde da se analiziramo zašto ona uznemirna.
The reason is he acted one way yesterday and another way today.
Napriti što ona, to je brahmačari, jedan dan se ponašao na jedan način, drugi dan na drugi.
And she doesn't understand why. The same persons are involved. This is a typical relationship breaker. Imagine we would be very kind and so on. So, what is your name? Manushya, isn't it?
Munishvara,
even better. So Munishvara, one day, and the next day, we would be totally cold to Munishvara. Munishvara. Parents know this, isn't it, Upananda Prabhu? When you sometimes, when the child, you know, you're one day like this, and then you go like. He
doesn't understand the world any longer. Dieta, jedan dan da ovoga možemo drugi dan ga po glavi, on ne razumije svijet.
He just cries and cries.
On plače.
Yeah. If this happens.
Ako se to desi.
So, but if there is an explanation, and one knows why this is so, then the person can live with it. I will give you a typical example from my life. When a sannyasi talks to a woman, there must be the two possibilities. The best is if a man is there. The second best is at least another woman is there. The best is really if the man is there. And sometimes, you know, I don't make the mistake to not explain sit and, you know, I'm talking to a Kami girl, and then, you know, I'm always asking a boy to come in, and she thought now we will talk something private. She wants to open her heart, you know, and all of a sudden there's another man. She even can't start to talk. She wants to talk about Mush and what went wrong and so on, and I'm saying to some boy, you know, this is just a, you know, they look at you with a question mark. They are totally, they say, what is wrong? It's difficult to understand. But if I explain tradition and so on, then they say, all right. So it is definitely a fact that if the brahmachari, he should inform if he feels. I don't think it's necessary to ignore the woman, but if he feels, he should at least explain his behavior before he behaves. I know our temples are sometimes, unfortunately, places of where rumors, quickly rumors are born. So he must, I don't think it's necessary to ignore, but maybe he must act reserved a little bit. But he then, when he preaches, he should also not be too close. Middle cultured.
It
must be very careful.
People are often very much disturbed by these basic things that we don't do,
yeah.
Or greetings at least.
Yeah.
And they can understand, many congregational people, they don't understand how can we behave like that.
I think that's wrong that we don't greet the people. See, I talked a little bit on something else. If you want to talk about our mistakes, that's another subject matter. I just talked about changing behavior without explanation. That breaks relationships. Now we can say, yeah, we must greet. What is wrong, you know, to say Dobro Hare Krishna, you know. Prabhupada used to greet people with good morning, sir. We are sometimes a little bit too much in our own head, and we don't see anything. And we should have a warm nature. If we are in Croatia, this is our nature, to be warm hearted. We are not called Germans. Ice cold and relationships. He has noticed what a difference. Can't believe, isn't it? People. go to Serbia, it's hot. so much warmth. It's not only warmth, it's hot. In a nice way. Deep feeling. Then you come, the whole temple cries. I think we should end here. I'm a little sorry, I'm a little bit, my brain is not yet totally awake. That's why I was, these night drives are not very good for that. Anyway, so let us have a wonderful Sunday feast today. Hopefully Krishna sends some rain. How does it look? It looks hot, huh? But it rained the last day. So it will not be so intensely hot by Krishna. It's alright. These are good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gauri Dai ki jai. Gaur Premanandina ki jai.
Sisi Divine Grace Srila Sachidananda Swami Maharaj ki jai.